AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling the Hamas attacks in Israel
an act of sheer evil.
At the White House today, the president says at least 14 Americans have died in the region. His message?
We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack. There's no justification for terrorism.
The president says Hamas does not stand for the rights of Palestinians. They stand for the annihilation of Israel and the deaths of Jewish people. Hamas is holding hostages as Israeli forces hit Gaza with constant airstrikes. Fabrizio Carboni with the International Red Cross says they are trying to get aid to people who need it.
We engage with the authorities to make sure that very soon we can provide supply inside Gaza. But I repeat, for the time being, it's really hard to engage because of the ongoing violence.
Numerous countries are offering to play a role in mediating an end to the fighting. The House Republican majority is stuck and unable to come around on a new speaker. After having ousted Kevin McCarthy a week ago, there's no endgame in sight. Tonight, two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, are scheduled to address colleagues behind closed doors at a candidate forum. Evidence shown at former President Donald Trump's New York civil business fraud trial shows that he signed a 1994 document that gave the true size of the New York penthouse that was listed later as far larger on his financial statements. The evidence appeared in an email attachment shown during testimony from Alan Weisselberg, the former finance chief of Trump's company. The trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has taken a star turn as his former fellow top executive and ex-girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, began testifying against him in New York. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron says his country has no evidence Iran has a direct connection to the fighting between Israel and Hamas.
Tehran has been a longtime supporter of Hamas and other militant groups, and senior Iranian officials have openly praised Saturday's incursion in Israel. Asked what Iran's role in the crisis was after a meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Hamburg, Macron said France has no formal trace that Iran was directly involved in the attacks, adding, it seems that there was help for and cooperation with Hamas. But Macron says he will stay cautious on this point as long as European officials haven't consolidated intelligence that's totally certain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Utah is the latest state to file a lawsuit against TikTok, alleging the company is baiting children into addictive and unhealthy social media habits. Arkansas and Indiana have filed similar lawsuits. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.